It's Texas Standard Time.
A surprise for lots of police departments across Texas. Soon they'll be billed for any lab work done by the DPS, the Department of Public Safety. A potential hit to the bottom line for cities already struggling to make ends meet. Mark Wilson covers crime and justice for the Austin American-Statesman. Welcome.
Happy to be here.
Why is DPS going ahead with these charges? Have they been doing this for free all along, and what's changed?
Well, yeah, it has been a free service provided to law enforcement agencies across the state. And during this legislative session, the ledge allocated $63 million for the 2018-2019 fiscal year to the lab system. They required $11.5 million to be charged to make up for the balance for its total authorized budget, which came in around $74.5 million. Now, in the previous round, it came in at about $74.7 million. So these funds are going to make up for that amount.
Okay, let me just stop you right there, because I thought I heard you saying that the legislature is telling DPS it has to charge for its services, or is this some way that DPS has decided it's going to balance its budget?
So the way these funds are broken down is in a rider, which is an attachment to, you know, a larger budget for DPS. And this rider essentially outlines how funds can be brought in. And in this rider, it says that they can charge law enforcement agencies for this service. So that's what they're going to do.
So but it seems like then that lawmakers knew full well that DPS was going to start charging for its services. What about local police agencies? Did they see this charge coming?
At this point, with the law enforcement agencies that I've spoken to, they don't appear to have been aware that it was coming. Shannon Edmonds, who was the with the Texas District and County Attorneys Association, said that they didn't, and other related groups just didn't know that it was coming, and now they're going to have to look at their own budgets, which many of them are currently drafting, to figure out where to come up with the money.
So have they come up with a menu, like itemized services that they'll offer, and for how much?
Well, so far, we have a preliminary report. Something like alcohol analysis would be $75 per sample. Controlled substance analysis, $75 as well. You know, quantitative analysis of a controlled substance, which determines strength, would be $150 per sample, while toxicology would be about $150 as well. Now, DNA analysis would be about $550 per case, so that could present a bit more of a challenge.
Well, we've heard about things like so-called rape kits going for long periods of time untested, some of them never tested, and this backlog that officials have been trying to race to finally get results from. That's statewide. Now, what does this do when it comes to the realities of gathering and collecting and documenting evidence in crimes? Are we talking about perhaps the possibility of lots and lots of evidence just going for years untested?
Well, it's hard to say. Each law enforcement agency kind of deals with this in different ways. Some of the larger agencies have their own labs that they use, but a lot of the smaller agencies don't. So I think it's going to be more of a kind of department by department look at how each one's going to come up with the money and what they're going to do. I know Austin has had problems with their own crime lab, and I haven't had a chance to speak with officers and leadership here yet to see exactly how it's going to change moving forward.
So when you hear concerns about this change in who pays for the lab work, has anyone expressed concerns over how this could affect ongoing investigations, or is it mostly about budgets that city officials are concerned over?
So far, you know, I've heard budgets. That's the issue so far. But as we move forward and do more reporting on this, I would imagine that there would be concerns with how evidence is going to be handled and how it's going to be charged.
You know, I'm thinking about some of the local officials in this state who already feel like state lawmakers are out to get them. You know, we've seen this whole debate over local control. What sort of message does this send to cities around Texas, do you think?
Well, you know, some people have said before that this model may not have been sustainable to begin with, and it has been a free service for a while, but essentially what we're seeing now is that, you know, these services will need to be paid for moving forward. And, you know, if these law enforcement agencies want this service, they're going to have to find a way to, you know, help support it.
Mark Wilson covers crime and public safety for the Austin American-Statesman. It's a developing story, and we'll have his latest at texasstandard.org. Mark, thanks so much.
Thank you.